At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
In the dark, I played my dreams. Burma brought to blows like sweet springs. I'm the daddy with the know-how feet. Great in the world like it's meant to be. Burma got your B-I-L-V. I'm the king. Back to love in everything. Bring a change. Making it last.
Welcome to episode 469 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where PIMP stands for Permaculture is my passion. The only Pimpcast on this earth that discusses permaculture, preparedness, practical living, and lately prostitutes. Oh, well, good to be here with y'all today. Good night, folks. You're going to want to tell everybody you know that we're going hot on this one. And be sure, if you're in live in the house right now, make sure you hit that thumbs up. Tell everybody we're live so they can go ahead and start suppressing us like they always do, because the powers that shouldn't be don't want you to hear the information we're going to have tonight. So, folks, this is definitely one to get out there to everybody you know. Before we get hopping and popping, Sovereign Health Summit, that's going to be October 27th through the 31st. TPC will get you 5% off over there. We're going to have Barbara O'Neill in the house. Also, Doc Spencer is going to be here. I don't know if Dr. Presser can make it, but he's got quite a trip if he's going to. Right across the pond. Anyway, that's going to be October 27th through the 31st. You want to go check us out over there. Be there. Be square. All right. MyRedLight.com. Had Jonathan Otto on here on Monday, and he was talking about all the benefits that you can get from that. Anyway, he's got a limited discount code that's going to be rocking for a little while. Those codes are BB25 and then BB30 for any of the items that are bundled together. So BB25 and BB30. And then we got EMF rocks. Okay, y'all, I keep those little rocks I got. Man, I got those a little while ago, and I'm here to tell you, man, those things really make all the difference in the bedroom when I'm sleeping. Yeah, it's not those kinds of rock. I rock the house, but that's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about right now. We're talking about these rocks that really kind of attenuate to some extent whatever the EMF is that's going on, you know, around your place. Everybody that uses them swears by them. So a number of chiropractors hit me up about that, and they are using it right now. So 10% off with promo code PERMA. Redemption Shield. You know me, folks. I practice what I preach. I'm G'd up from the feet up, and I mean grounded. And on top of that, yep, sure enough, I got an EMF rocks on one of these grounding mats right now. And folks, listen to me when I tell you this. I'm coming from this, you know, as a journeyman electrician for almost 30 years. Do not plug this thing into the outlet in your wall. Put it to an independent ground outside. You got a lot of nasty electricity. I don't care where you live. It's very, very nasty stuff coming through these lines right now, and you don't want to be mixed up with it. So put an independent ground on it, redemptionshield.com, 10% off with promo code PERMA. And then finally, Doc Wills Company, Soil Savers. We got a link down below. Go check it out. Remember, all those places in Western North Carolina that were messed up from the feet up, we did it all with Soil Savers and some of the compost that we make here. So we cleaned up all of that, and we had test results to prove it. And speaking of test results, hey, folks, you're definitely going to want to be in here for this one, because a little while back, I had Dr. Richard Presser on the show with me, and we were talking about a device called the DPE Agriculture X. A number of people have hit me up about, I mean, they got question after question after question. Does this thing really work? And up until a certain period of time, all I had was anecdotal evidence of the things I could see around me. And folks, I'm here to tell you, wow, I'm several months into this thing. And I'm going to tell you, before we get into the lab or, you know, Dr. Will's results, I'm just going to tell you what I've experienced. We have trees out here that are producing fruit that have never produced before. We have pollinators that almost look like something out of an Alfred Hitchcock film. I am dead serious, folks. We have got every kind of carpenter bees, bumblebees, my own bees that we have. They are so productive right now. My wife had to go and put another honey super on every single box out there because the bees, they're just on steroids. And by the way, folks, we're the only people within 5 miles of this place that still have bees. So, and I'm just giving you a short list of what we have going on out here ever since we installed that device. I also talked about the two doctors that we brought on before. One is a MD, PhD, and his wife is a naturopath. And the two of them tested this device remotely. And for all the people that are new, because we get new people all the time, the exact thing they said to me was, I'm like, hey, I got this device outside. Can you tell me what the deal is with it? They said, yeah, sure. So they did their testing and they said, I don't know what that thing is, but it's transforming whatever's falling from the sky. Folks, they had no idea what this thing was. I did not tell them anything other than it is a device out there. And I want you to tell me, I'm seeing things happen. And I want you to tell me if it's a placebo. I wish now that I would have caught that on camera, because as soon as we stopped filming, that's when I asked them about it. They said, I don't know what this thing is, but it is absolutely, what's the website? That's what they're, what is the website? Where can I find this thing? Well, also hit up my man, my friend, Doc Will Spencer, who everybody knows at this point. He's probably been on the show more than anybody at this point. And his testing that he's done has been more reliable than the lab testing that we did. And it's way faster too. I mean, it's just better in so many different ways. So we've relied on him on more than one occasion, and he came through again. So without me monologuing any further, I want to bring on Dr. Will Spencer and Dr. Richard Presser. Gentlemen, good to have you here. How are you doing?
Very well. Very well. Thank you, Billy. I appreciate it. Great to meet you.
Awesome, Billy. Thank you. Yep. Thank you, Dr. Presser. Appreciate it. Good to be here.
Will, just call me Richard.
Okay. Can do that.
We both have that handle. We don't use it. It's all good.
Okay.
All right. Well, so we provide a little bit of context for the audience out there that may not know. You know, I just told them about the DPE Agriculture X. You have a number of them out there, Richard, that are, for varying degrees. You know, what, for the people out there that don't know what this is, what this thing is and what it does, can you give them the rundown so that maybe if, you know, somebody in fifth grade might understand? And I'm not talking down to my group. This can be, people get, how do I say it? I mean, everybody and their great grandmother is asking me, how does this thing work? And I have no idea what to tell them. All I know is that it works. So maybe you can make peace of confusion on that topic.
I'll do my best, but I don't guarantee, because these things are very sophisticated devices. Firstly, I don't make them. They're made by a beautiful Italian friend of mine. This man is a genius. I've met him in another business situation many years ago, and he started to produce these things and asked me to share them with the world as best as I could, and that's what I do. The current generation of devices have amazing technology in them. He describes this as a passive superconducting transducer with quantum materials processed by crystals. Now, if you can figure all that out, you're doing very well. The point is that the action of these devices at their core are taking the, let's say, the environmental energies that are not conducive to life and conducting them back into the ground. In essence, that's where they all arise from, other than those things that come from the sun, and things have been coming from the sun for a while, so that's not going to change too much. But in essence, it's conducting those energies back into the ground. And it's a passive device in the sense that it's not connected to anything. It's simply working with nature. And it's a very important focus on how it works and what it's doing. And so if you look at, you know, this sea of EMF energies that we now live in, which humanity has introduced for various reasons, these devices conduct those energies down into the ground. So it basically it's taking the power out of energies from, subhertz frequencies through to beyond 5G, 6G, and so on. These things are not frequency defined, other than they protect the frequency, as I understand it, of 13.4 hertz, which I understand is the second order harmonic of the Schumann resonance. That's all I can tell you. It has an important role in the functioning of life on the planet. So that's part of what it's doing. But also, one of the things that you've noted, Billy, and a number of other people have commented, when you install these things, the sky clears. And what's happening is, one of the other things that these devices do is that they produce lots of negative ions. Now, trees and forests historically have produced lots of negative ions. We've removed most of the trees, so that's not happening in the way that it used to. But these devices produce lots and lots of negative ions, which is very healthy for life in general. But its action with regard to chemtrails is those chemtrails contain lots of metal particles, for example. There are other things as well, but there's lots of aluminium, barium, and other things as minute metal particles, which are highly reactive, and they fall to the ground and they get into us, they get into the soil, they get into plants, and it's not good for any of those things. The major one is aluminium, but it's not the only one. And so what happens is these negative ions trigger those particles to oxidize. So they go from being highly active to inert. They become insulators. So their threat disappears and they simply fall to the ground. But also it triggers the removal of those metal particles from the soil and from the plants. So it does some correcting as well as simply clearing what's falling out of the sky. Part of what is happening here is because it's effectively sucking the power out of these powerful EMF energies, if you will, it also means that you will not get violent storms over these devices. So those energies are sucked out. And also, firestorms are the same thing. I'm not saying you won't have fires, but you won't have firestorms in the way that you will without something to suck the energy out of these things. So this is just a few of the examples of what these things are doing. Another thing I will just mention quickly is that if you're in an area where, let's say you have grapevines, for example, in the early part of spring, it's a bit of a lottery whether your first shoots survive because frosts can so often turn up when those shoots are quite young. You won't get frost where one of these devices are. The zone from 32 Fahrenheit to whatever it's minus 5 centigrade. So what's that? It's about maybe about 20 degrees. So the frost zone, not freezing, but the frost zone is protected. You also won't get hail where these devices are. Those hailstones get turned into rain. So there are lots and lots of things going on with these devices. And they are extraordinarily powerful in terms of what they do. The superconducting materials that are in these things, now to my knowledge, these are the only commercial devices out there that have room temperature superconductors in them. When I studied physics, which is longer ago than I'd like to admit, superconductors were known to occur at close to what's known as absolute zero. which is 0 degrees Kelvin. I think it's, I can't remember, minus 173. That might be incorrect, but what's known as absolute zero. Within a degree or two of that, you could get very exotic materials that would display superconducting properties, which mean the material can conduct a current without any resistance. So you set up the current, it keeps flowing in these materials. And if you look on Wikipedia, which is not a good place to go for much information, but sometimes it's useful, it talks about the possibility of room temperature superconductors. Well, I can tell you they exist because they're in these devices today. And what that means is they can be much, much more effective because whilst they're conducting a lot of energy into the ground when they're working, the voltages are relatively low, which means the currents can be quite high. And resistance is about current, not voltage. So if you can get rid of the resistance in the material, which is what this genius friend of mine has been able to do, then you can conduct much more of these energies into the ground, which makes them much more effective. I estimate they may be 100-fold more powerful than the earlier generations used to be. So that's really what we're playing with here. I think that's probably enough detail. One of the questions I do often get from people is, well, if they're absorbing all these energies, what happens to our Wi-Fi and our phones and so on? The answer is they actually don't stop anything working. What they do is suck the power out of them. So that, let's say you may have had, five bars of signal on your phone, it might drop to 4, for example. And if you're in a really marginal area, it might get more challenging to get a signal. But for most situations, everything keeps working as it did before, but the power is sucked out of it. So in a sense, you're protected. I've done enough.
That is, it's funny you mention that because every storm, it's like every single day as of late, we've been getting storms and they don't come over this place anymore. They go around. It's funny you mentioned that because my wife actually said it. She says, I think that thing is really working because every single storm, it is the craziest thing in the world. It just goes up. We can hear it, but we're not getting any lightning strikes that we can see. I mean, we can tell there's thunder in the diffs. We can see all these things. I am wondering, though, if it's putting, before I go over to Dr. Will and we talk about some of these, I wish I had this thing. Good night. I wish I had this thing about a year ago because frost damage destroyed a fair amount of the peaches we grow around here. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to next year's crop because there are a couple of trees where I got 400 pounds of peaches off of. So maybe that's something to look forward to next year. But you said that it takes everything and puts it down into the soil. Now, is there a negative effect to the biological life that's down in there?
No, in fact, the exact opposite. And probably Will's data will. I see him shaking his head. Some of his data will probably tell us when he explains what it all means. But no, these things are very much nature friendly. That's their purpose. What their focus is returning. They're working with nature. They're returning nature to its natural balance. No, they're not. They're not negative to positive life. Let's put it that way. Well, so the energy simply go into the planet. You understand? They're not localized. They go into the planet.
I can tell you also the wildlife around here. We make this deer repellent. I think I mentioned it the last time you and I were on. I make this deer repellent called Bone Sauce. Right now, I don't have any folks, so don't go to the website looking for it. But we do have Comfrey. This deer repellent is probably the best in the world. And as of late, it's not working so great near this device. We have deer showing up doing things in broad daylight that they have never done before. It is the craziest phenomenon. And my wife is like, well, we had one even try to get into the garage. This is crazy stuff. Things deer never, ever, ever do. For anybody that's coming in right now, we have record numbers of pollinators out here. I've never seen anything like this. Hummingbirds, we can't even keep up with it. And I'm glad you made me understand this device. I mean, you're saying the same thing you said before, but for some reason it's absolutely penetrating this noggin of mine. So I'm so glad for doing that. Let's go over to Dr. Spencer here, Dr. Will. I'm going to go ahead and put your results on the screen. Maybe we'll come to that when you ask for it, but you're not going to be able to see it. And to some extent, I know for those that don't know, those that are listening to the audio format, Doc Will is on the road in this. He's about to do a speaking engagement in another part of the country. So his signal's touch and go. So he's not exactly in a studio right now. So he's on the road in his vehicle. So we're going to have to work out a few things, but I can show you the results online of the testing that he did. Will, before we went live here, you were saying, I won't speak for you, but you were saying, man, this device is really, really something else. When I asked you to check it out, I know you were going at 100 miles an hour, but you agreed to look at it. So before you examine the device, I mean, what expectations did you have, or did you have any at all?
I usually don't, but I understand what Richard was saying. I look at this thing as like a harmonizer.
Hey, Will. Well, hang on. We're getting some. It wasn't happening before, but now all of a sudden we have a little back feed on your end. So,
oh really?
As you said before we started kicking here, Mercury's in retrograde, so maybe that's why everything seems to be breaking down.
Let me try this.
Okay, I can. You're just fine.
It's
now.
Working now.
Okay, good. I look at the device here as a harmonizer. After looking at the data that from my viewpoint, it harmonizes the etheric energies and basically erases anything that's not harmonic that's in its field. And I like to look at it as a grounding it out to the earth, takes all the negative or all the low vibrations or the energies that are not harmonious and just grounds that out into the earth and like trees should, that if trees were really healthy. And then this device is harmonizing, because if you look at the data from on the results that I sent you, you've got before installation, and then you have basically, I think it's a month. I can't see it really clear. I'm going by memory here, so you have to. And I'm on the road. I can't see it and be on the show at the same time on my phone.
Yeah,
so
I got that. Hey, Will, why don't I go through some of the results here? First of all, why don't you describe the test?
One second, Billy. The you're asking about the dates, Will. The first date you gave was the 1st of May. Which was the before testing, and the after testing is the 7th of July. They're the two dates.
Okay. So I got 2 months, basically, almost 2 months of it in activity. And then I was just a day prior to installation, or a couple days prior to installation. So
perfect.
That's the time frame. So,
well, the time frame of about 2 months is what you looked at, and before and after. I mean, judging. Just for a basis of understanding, folks, I remember the results we got from that damaged land by the river. And if we're comparing my before with their before, my before results are astonishingly better than what we had by the river. But I don't want to put words in your mouth, Will. From judging by the numbers I'm seeing here, there is a massive difference. Should I go down and read some of these?
I mean, you can. I wanted to talk about that vortex one. In the software, these are energetic vortexes of different frequencies and directions and so forth. I don't have a definition of all of them in my head right now, but just looking at that, you have a significant change, and that's why I like to look at this as more of something that creates harmony in the environment, because it basically levels all these things out. When you have an environment that isn't poisoned with EMFs of different kinds, and you have a lower metal count, you're going to have a lower microbial count. And certain things. So if you want to just go down there, just the vortex ones, I don't in have the definitions of all those in my head, but they're just different groupings in the software that we're looking at. And so, but I like to look at them. You can see the number change because energetic vortexes are very important. There's in today's academic world, they don't even look at the ether anymore. Natural sciences did until like 100 years ago, and then they pretty much stopped it for the cold in the 1950s. Academia doesn't even acknowledge ether or vortexes or a lot of that stuff at all, really, for the most part. But we're still looking at it because it's valuable.
Well, the testing you're doing is the same testing that's done by NASA, and that's also the testing that's done by the petroleum industry, as I understand it. So there definitely has to be a scientific basis for what it is you're doing.
It's just not an academic basis, and really my opinion on this, as well as a lot of others in the research community that I live in, when you have this kind of data or when you can see things from this perspective, you gain a whole other insight to how things work because we're looking at it from the energetic side instead of the chemical, hard science side. We're looking at it from the etheric or the energetic side. Then we're looking down to the chemical and the hard, you know, the hard as intangible things. So we're looking at it from a completely opposite direction first.
Okay.
So that's why I think this testing is so important because it leaves out such a big chunk of data from the energetic side of things.
Well, Will, to give a basis so people understand a little bit better what they're looking at, because I know that you can't see it, but the people online can see it right now. And folks that are listening into the audio platform, you're going to have to go to YouTube and check it out. But so people, I mean, there's a scale. I know you could have done this in parts per million or whatever, but we have a scale that I guess is from zero to what, infinity?
Infinity. We can go to whatever. But
so the lower the number, the better the result, as I understand it, right?
I believe all of these on this test were the lower the better, I believe.
I think not necessarily the last two, because you've got white light divine connection, which has gone up massively, and general vitality, which has also gone up massively. And
those two you want in. Yeah, you're correct. I can't really see this, and I don't have it to memory. Thank you for that clarification, Richard. The bottom, there was a couple of them in there that you wanted higher. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. So but
the rest. You want to talk to it, Billy? You want to talk to the results?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, in terms of the vortexes, folks, let me just kind of give an overview there, because we're going to talk about things that I know that John Q. Citizen out there who doesn't understand a lot of this stuff, not talking down to you folks. I mean, you're not necessarily going to know what vortex G all the way up through A is, but in every single one of those cases, they are down. Now, Doc Will, let's talk about some of this stuff. Like, for example, let's start with the heavy metals. We started out here at a 17 and it dropped to 2. Is that significant? Because as I recall, anything under a 10 was astonishing, right?
Right. And so you want that as low as possible because obviously we don't want metals in our environment. And so you know, it's picking it up before you install that as there's some heavy metals presence.
Okay.
Then it loosened it or it weakened the signal, if you will, or harmonized the metals. So now they're not as negatively impacted on that, on your property right now.
Now here's one that everybody seems to have a problem with these days, and that's mold. It went from a 50 down to a 9. And before you answer that, Dr. Presser, let me go back to you, because as I understand it, this is only 2 months in. Am I correct in assuming that this thing gets better with time?
Yes. It takes about 2 years to come fully up to power.
Wow. These
superconducting devices are very active right out of the gate. And I don't know what percentage of power they have in, you know, this couple of month window. Certainly it's pretty significant, but it will continue to become more powerful over the next couple of years.
Well, folks, I feel so strongly about this. I went ahead and bought another one. In fact, I bought the bigger, the Shield X. And I've been trying to install this thing for days, but we keep getting covered up with rain. So, folks, I wouldn't be sitting here telling you, hey, this thing works or whatever else, if I weren't seeing astonishing results on my end. And, you know, my wife also, she's like, I was like, hey, I think we need to get another one of these. And she didn't even argue. Like, okay, yeah. So, Will, back to you. Mold, I think I was just talking about, mold went from a 50 to a 9. And the only thing we did different out here was install this device. Do you have any thoughts about what you were thinking when you, I mean, when you're going through here and you're seeing the before and after, what were your thoughts regarding this device? I remember you said immediately, hey, man, you got to hook me up with this Dr. Presser.
Well, I was amazed, first of all, just the degree of change. When you go mold from high to low like that, or from metals, or the energy's changing like that, like there's something dramatically happening in the energy field, because we're looking at the ether or the energy field to identify these things. And so you have that dramatic in 2 months, and all you've done different is installed a device to have that kind of dynamic number swings on all of them. If you want to read the Vitality one and the white light, I believe.
Right.
I can talk to them because that'll tell you that if your vortexes are calming down, if your metals are calming down, if your microbiology is reflecting that, and they're not showing up as strong or as toxic, if you will, or as active, that's the drop in the numbers. And you have an increase in your vitality and the white light, that's the energies into ethers. Whether that's from the sun or from the just ether in general, there's those numbers go up. This is what I was saying about harmonizing. This is taking all the negative stuff as much as possible, and through the supercomputer and all the stuff that's happening inside the device, you're basically dumping that into the soil, and you're cleaning your air of all of that stuff, not just of the physical particles, but the energetic particles primary.
You know, that's exactly what those, it's funny because those doctors I was telling you about, the MD and the naturopath, I told them nothing about this device. And I, as sure as I'm sitting right here, man, I got goosebumps just thinking about this. They said, this thing is putting off some kind of negative ions and it's transforming everything that's fallen from the sky. And you could have knocked me over with a feather when they told me that, because they knew nothing about this. But Doc Will, let me hit you up about something else here regarding microbiology. We make biocomplete compost around here. Now I'm looking at the numbers regarding bacteria and fungus out here, but there are beneficial. Are we just looking at the negative bacteria? Because we do work with is this thing negatively affecting the beneficial bacteria and the beneficial fungi that I have in my compost piles? Or are we just looking at the bad guys in this case?
Well, that the bacteria and the fungi encompass the all of the bacteria. There's hundreds of strains in that folder or in that file. And same with fungus, hundreds of strains. So it's neither looking at good or bad. It's looking at all of them that are in that file as a collective. And when those numbers go down, this is where I'm talking about the harmony or the harmonious effect. It's losing the negative effect, whether it's good or bad, because you can have bacillus infections, just like lactobacillus infections, just like E. coli infections or nematode infections. And so it's all about balance. And when you balance the energies, you also then force the microbiome to adjust to that, and you lose the negative effects of that, because it's all about balance and harmony. And when those numbers go down, it doesn't mean necessarily that you lose the fungus in general, as in the living organism. You're losing the negative effect of it, a collective.
I gotcha. Okay, that's kind of what I figured. Okay, let's go back to what you were talking about, because this will kind of bring it all home right here, and then we'll go back to Dr. Presser. As far as the early readings, the beginning. Now, folks, keep in mind, in these two numbers, they should be higher if your place gets better. So we had a solid 47 regarding white light and regarding general vitality on this land. It went from a 47, and the white light went to a 117, and the general vitality went to a 165. Is that significant? I mean, I think that's something of a rhetorical question, but you know, do you see that every day or at all?
Not to this extent on just the device. Not at all. That's what was remarkable to me. If you can increase your overall vitality and start to cause harmony and lower those other numbers that should be lower, then that's significant. The degree of the number change in just 2 months like that with only a device, there's no supplements going into the soil, no more colonies, you're not spraying anything out there. All you've done is that device. To me, that's quite monumental. That means that device is doing something pretty amazing in just 2 months.
Wow. Dr. Presser, let me go back to you, because I think a number of other people, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how many people are hitting me up about this thing. I've asked you before, but I want to do it publicly here because there are others that are almost certainly going to benefit from this question. And, you know, I told everybody that I bought the bigger version of it. Now, do I need to dig up the old one, get it out of here, or is it okay to put it in close proximity to the one that's already here?
They don't argue with each other. They're both positive devices. You know, optimally, I would probably move your smaller one, you know, a little further away, but it doesn't hurt to have them close. They're not going to argue. They're going to reinforce to some extent, but you're probably going to maximize your overall benefit if you move the smaller device maybe to another location or further away in the property that you have. So you're maximizing the area that's being optimized.
I'm going to ask you. Okay, that is wonderful news. And considering the reach on these things, good night. They don't. When I say, I mean, I could put this thing a few miles away, and they're going to overlap just fine, right?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. I got to ask this question. Because I've talked about these other devices that I've used in the past, and they would work for maybe a month, and then we're right back to square one. A lot of people are thinking, okay, if I'm going to invest in something like this, am I going to have that same result? I mean, it's several months along for me, and you know, it still seems to be doing just fine. Is there a shelf life on this technology?
The only thing that will end its life is the corrosion of the central rod. The central rod, which is a magnesium or magnesium alloy rod, acts as a sacrificial anode. If you're a sailor and you have a boat that stays in the water, then you'll be familiar with the idea of hanging a piece of zinc over the side of the boat attached to the metal, which acts to protect the boat from the salt water, which would otherwise attack the metal on the boat. So if you hang a piece of zinc over the side, the zinc gets eaten away and it protects the metal on the boat. So that's a sacrificial anode, that chunk of zinc. The rod inside these devices has those characteristics. When we first started out back in about 2018 or so, the guys thought these things, that the rod would corrode away in a couple of years. Well, they were wrong, I'm pleased to say. And they then realized it was not happening as fast as they expected. And so, you know, they extended a warranty to 5 years and an estimated life of 10. Based on what I can see on the device that I have in my backyard, which is the rod, when I take the top off it, which I can do with this device, the surface of the rod's a little oxidized, but it ain't going anywhere anytime soon. My estimate is these things are going to last at least 30 years. There's nothing about them that is going to stop working other than if that central rod breaks. And I think our world's going to look a lot different in 30 years than from now. So, you know, the effective life is quite long. And, you know, that number is only a guesstimate from me. It could even be longer than that. And what the developer says is that they actually become more effective up until the moment the rod breaks. I don't understand why exactly, but certainly it's not like they gradually fall away with time, because they don't. So you can install it and expect it to keep working for a long, long time.
Cool. Hey, folks out there, I know you got some questions. I'll go to those in a minute. Doc Will.
Billy, you before know, you go on, there's one thing I just wanted to do, because there are specific metal results that people might want to hear if they're just on audio, that relate to specific metals. So I'm going to read them here.
Please. The
nickel, for example, went from 31 down to 6. Mercury went from 23 down to 7. Lead went from 24 down to 6. Arsenic from 28 down to 4. Aluminium, which is the major component of chemtrails, went from 33 down to 4. I mean, these are dramatic changes. So I just mentioned them for those that are just on audio. As you said, Billy, better for people come to watch the podcast and see these results. They're extraordinary.
No, I'm so glad you did that. Doc Will, we you know, you're well known all throughout, you know, this earth for what you do in terms of soil remediation and stuff like that. You know, from your professional background, I mean, for the folks, if you don't know, Doc Will is the one who makes soil saviors. So all the people out there that have gotten extraordinary benefits from using soil saviors or Environautics, that's another company of his, you've seen incredible results. I mean, do you see a role for a device like this in some of the work you do?
I do, especially in agriculture, where you're wanting nutrient dense, where you're wanting flavorful, where you're wanting high vitality food, with the actual tangible elements that we put together, as in the nutrients, which are natural minerals, not your synthetic metals. They're the organic meaning from the earth, bioavailable, and the microorganisms that we put back into the ground or into the biosphere with the elements. Something like this is going to dramatically increase everything. So this is, I believe in the energetic side of things, but I also believe in the third dimensional tangible elements, that you need them both so they work together in tandem. And so I'm looking forward to some, if nothing else right now, anecdotal things, because when you have a pollinator increase, like you're talking about, and you have wild animals, your wildlife being drawn into the area where this device is, because we have that just with the products that we deploy out into the environment. We have that. And then when you mix that with this device operating in the energetic realm and the physical realm, I can only see major positive things happening, especially with food. I mean, I'm sure it's going to work. Hopefully someday I'll be able to have one and try it in some heavy remediation sites. I would venture to guess it's going to help the actual degradation and harmony of breaking down the contaminants even faster and more thorough. But I can tell you in agricultural settings that, because I've messed around with other devices, not as sophisticated as this, and still get really good results. Because when you harmonize the ether, when you get rid of the, when you do the, get the ionic exchange proper, and then you put tangible elements into the environment and the little workers that make it all work, you can't help but not have improvement and just full genetic potential, because you've got the, your energies you're working at, as well as the hard tangible elements you're working with as well.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. I'm so glad I asked that question. Linda in the chat had a question asking about the sheet. I'll see if Michelle can attach that sheet somehow to the program. I'm sure it can be done, because I know the writing is a little bit small, but that's the best we can do in this format. Sorry about that. But we will have some way. It'll probably almost certainly be in the show notes following this episode. So just stay tuned and you'll be able to pick those up and you'll see the dramatic results. And folks, that's only 2 months in. I can't wait to see what these numbers look like after I install the other one out there. I want to put it down by the high tunnel and the bees. The bees are already producing like nothing we've ever seen before. And the toxicity in this world has only gotten worse. Everybody's losing bees. We're getting them in. It's like all the other pollinators that were around here have all showed up here. Folks, I have never seen anything like this. Hummingbirds out the wazoo. Every kind of bee, every kind of butterfly. It is, you can't even walk outside. Now, the thing is, they're not even aggressive. They're just, you know, they're there. They're not like, you know, you don't have to swat them away. They're just, they're all over your face and around your body. I have never seen anything like this. And when you see the smallest creatures, y'all, this is permaculture 101. When you see the smallest creatures, it's like that canary in the coal mine. Okay, if the canary goes out, you know it's time to ditty mow up out of that coal mine because things just got pretty bad. Well, your pollinators are also another barometer out there for people like me. I don't have Dr. Will's background. I don't have Dr. Presser's background. What I do is, and as a permaculture designer, y'all, I'm out here observing every day. That's my most powerful tool. And I'm seeing that it's really paying off right now. Okay. Another question. Guess this one will go for Dr. Presser. And elk hounds at the ready. I'm going to kind of ask your question in a different way. Your syntax is confusing me a little bit. Essentially, they're asking, what about electroculture and copper rods in particular?
Yep.
Can it work in conjunction with a system like this, or should they just let the system that you provide just do all the work?
So before I go on, Billy, I just noticed you've put up the old version of this. It says this is a scalar device. It's not a scalar device. It's has the description I gave you. And so there is an updated version of it, which removes scalar from
the page. I'm sorry about that, but that one gets uploaded. I sent the wrong one to my wife. Yeah, we'll get that worked out. So I'm glad you – yeah. Go ahead.
So the guy that's developed these the DPE devices has shared data with me, which says historically when people used electroculture and they did this – this is not new. It's been used before – it actually negatively contributed to the environment in the long term. Electroculture looks good in the short term. It's not good in the long term, simply put. So these devices do far more than electroculture appears to do, and it does it in a way that supports the environment positively going forward. So electroculture has got people excited because they can see the short-term benefits, but the problem is the benefits are not long-term. They're actually negative long-term. So if you're into electroculture, I recommend you do some homework and look at the results from older studies because it's not a long-term solution. These devices are a long-term solution.
Boy, we need lots of those. Doc Will, would you be willing... as soon as I get a couple of days without raindrops falling from the sky, I'm going to install this new one. Do you think down the road you might be able to, you know, come back in a little while and, you know, test this thing and see if, you know, what our numbers look like then? Now that we have a starting point, you know, we know what it looks like after this first one. You know, would you take a second look at it down the road?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to, because, I want to have these. So, and I think we should put them all over the place. There's a bit of a financial hurdle there on the bigger ones, but I think overall the area, if the area is accurate, then you don't need a whole lot in an, I mean, even in one in a county even or less around the country.
Yes, we have a vision of deploying the Z agriculture devices, which are the biggest of the agriculture oriented ones, if you will, deploying those across the planet, because as and when we do, chemical fertilizers will actually stop working. We will not need them anyway, and they play many roles in terms of protecting life, protecting the planet, and they actually play a role in clearing, let us say, some of the negative forces, or perhaps all remaining negative forces actually present on the planet that are not exactly working in our favor. I haven't talked about some of the more powerful things that this technology can do, but our vision is to deploy those across the planet. So if any of you have access to the resources that can help us protect the planet in its totality, I'd love to hear from you.
Dr. Presser, to that point, you brought up something there that kind of, I can't believe I didn't ask you this before, but do we know whether or not this stuff will stifle things like glyphosate and some of the other nasty pesticides that we have out there? Do we have any understanding on that?
Yes. The developer says this will clear glyphosate from the soil.
Oh my goodness. Well, Doc Will, is that something you can test for down the road possibly?
Oh yeah, we could test for that. That's not an issue.
Because what we do know is that glyphosate, for sure, when it's out there, it's, I mean, good night. I mean, there was Dr. Brian Artis. There was a number of people out there as of late talking about the number one thing we know that glyphosate does in the human body and even in the soil is that it removes or binds up copper and zinc. And it is, in fact, there was a recent study done. You know, France will have absolutely positively nothing to do with glyphosate. But a recent study in 2022 revealed that everybody in France, in fact, 98% of everyone tested in France was all positive for glyphosate, despite the fact that they don't use it anywhere. So it's in the air. It's somehow, you know, I don't know, maybe it's part of what they're dumping out of these planes. Who even knows? But I mean, good night, Dr. Presser. I'm as happy as a puppy with two Peters, you telling me something like that, because this glyphosate is bad news all the way around. And folks, I mean, also consider the fact that we don't live in isolation around here. If you go to DPE100.com, if you go check out the website, you're going to find out that you're thinking, okay, well, man, this is a bridge too far for me to pay for. Well, you got neighbors. Maybe you live in an HOA. You know, you're spending all this money for lawn care and stuff like that. I know where I'd be putting my money if I lived in one of these areas. And that would be into getting my HOA to purchase one or more of these. One of these could handle an entire neighborhood. So you might, or let's say a lot of you folks live in a place where you got a number of other families around you. Maybe show them the results of this and maybe get everybody to pull their resources, because these guys can't just give these things away, man. I mean, altruism can only, you know, it can only go so far. You're going to have to put in a little bit of sweat equity of your own. You're going to have to dig the hole and put this thing in there, and you're also going to have to pay for it. So think about ways in which you can possibly bring your resources together, because everybody, a rising tide lifts all ships. Dr. Presser, I think you were going to say something.
Yes, I wanted to bring out the difference between the DPE-100X and the DPE-Agriculture-X. The DPE-100 is doing the protection part of these devices, but it doesn't have the agricultural benefits that the agriculture devices have. So that's the distinction, protection and benefit for plant growth and so on. So if people are just looking for protection, the DPE-100, which is a little cheaper, will take care of it. If you're looking for the agricultural benefits, then you need the agriculture device.
Man, that's exactly what I'm talking about. All right, as we come to a close here, I want everybody to know where you guys are, how they can contact you guys. To start with you, Dr. Will, you're going to be speaking, as I understand it, at the Mountain Readiness Conference that's going to be up in Montana. So where can everybody find you, and where can they get your well, I tell everybody every program they can get Soil Saviors down below, but any other information they ought to know about you?
Yeah, soilsaviors.org. For me personally, bodyelectrician.com. You can find me there. I have a Rumble channel, Dr. Will Spencer on Rumble, as well as on Telegram. So that's how you can find me. Bodyelectrician.com is the main easiest source.
Yeah, I'm glad you're going to Rumble, because I'm pretty sure with the stuff you're talking about, they would scrub you immediately from YouTube. That's we're doing.
They
this
did. I've been scrubbed since 2019 on YouTube, so that's why I switched over to Rumble.
Yeah, stuff like what you guys are talking about can only get by on Rumble or maybe Vimeo if you have something else like that. Dr. Presser, where can everybody get a hold of your work? I mean, your website is really comprehensive over there as far as DPE, but you do a number of other things as well. How can they find that?
Yes, the as you mentioned, the DPE100.com website. We're just doing a rebranding of that business to Loving Our Planet, which you'll see when you go to that website. It's all over it. We have another link to it, but just use the DPE100.com one, because it'll get there. And the other business that I have is sharing some natural nutrition products. Carry a little particle of food that when you put it in the body, it prompts the body to pretty much treat, heal, and cure everything that does not represent optimal health. In a way, these two product sets complement each other. The focus of the DPE is primarily on the planet and the plant life and so on, though clearly it impacts humanity as well and other animal life. But the Magic Dicol products are prompting and extraordinary healing outcomes for people. So the website for that is Magic Dicol, magic as the word magic, then DICHOL.info, magicdicol.info. Go there and check those out. They are truly, truly extraordinary products.
Well, folks, I mean, we're going to have these two gentlemen back. There's just way too much to cover here. There's no way we're going to get through it in one program, but I'm hoping you folks will come back and check it out when we reveal the next results. Till next time, stay alert, stay alive.
From the smallest sprout to the harmony begin in the cycle of life, where the magic's alive. Tune it to the beat, feel the fire and thrive.
Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.